podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Coach Collins doesn't have a voice because it's the middle of the season, and this is what happens. Well, that's why you hear a lozenge, and if I stop to drink water, that's why.
Sucking in a cock drop.
Yeah, I am. It's my last one, too. I got to get some more. Before we jump in, I have to give a big shout-out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. My team shot 27% effective field goal percentage, so we didn't get on the machine enough this week. I'll tell you that. We need to get on it more shots. Anyway, so go over and check them out. You will not be disappointed. Mention us, and you'll get $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Yep. If you want everything to win basketball games, hopefully.
You know, it's fun. I haven't been on the site in a while. I decided to log in and start looking some stuff. You've really done a nice job.
And I put a bunch of new stuff up. I got to do some more. Tweaking. Yeah.
I keep adding. It's getting really cool, man. It's really cool. It's really starting to come along a lot.
Go ahead.
But it's continually growing, you know, and again, the materials will continue to grow. But the one thing that makes Teach Hoop such an effective piece is that constant one-on-one conferencing and connection with a mentor coach. I could go on about how important that is, but that's the one big difference. And anything else in the market is the ability to have connection and utilize your own game film and be able to have communication and say, what do you think? Look at these stats, you know, and somebody to really have your back and with no judgment, you know, which is really nice.
From someone that's literally didn't sleep last night because he's coaching his team. No one else is actually a coach that's running these things.
No.
They're seriously, they're either ex-coaches, which you can read between the lines, or they're just running a business. Like, correct. I'm literally a stats teacher, a high school basketball coach, and running this, and still married. So, boom on you. Boom on you.
There's another podcast, How to Stay Married as a Coach.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. That would actually be a good one. Okay, so this month's topics are going to be things wrong with Coach Collins's teams.
I didn't say that.
You know, I read between the lines. It's true, though. It's so true.
Well, it makes it authentic. It's good stuff.
It does make it authentic.
Oh, and it's actually going to help everybody, right? It's going to help our listeners. It's going to help you, and it's going to help your players. So it seems like it's a pretty good, effective idea. Win-win-win. So I'm going to start
from? What's that from? That's from a movie. Win-win-win-win-win.
There is an age gap between us, so I don't know if we all have this. I don't know if I have the baseline of movies as you do.
Okay. Anyway, if anyone remembers that movie, it's a win, and it's a win-win. It's a win-win-win.
Win-win.
Is it an office? Might be an Office episode.
Ooh, I love The Office.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody remembers what that's from, put it down in the notes. Okay, go ahead, Coach. What's the topic?
What to do, some things you could do to your offense, or how do you adjust your offense in midseason? You know, we kind of talked about beforehand, like, well, I got a gap of window of two practices here. I got a gap of window of one practice here. Are there things that you've done in the past? Are ideas that you can do when things aren't working or want things to be working offensively in the middle of the season? I mean, because you can only cover so much in a short period of time.
Yeah, it's hard. Like this time of year, it's like game, two practices, game, practice, game. You know, practice, scheme. You know, it's like you don't have that time to deep dive that you want to do. I know we've kind of tweaked our offense a little bit just because we saw some things we were good at and some things we needed some work on. But I think the best way to do it is, first of all, to watch film. So you should be watching your team anyway and seeing what they're doing well and what they're not doing well. That's kind of how we tweaked it. But I think the adjustments need to be in how you're breaking it down, how you're doing the skill work on the specific actions, if it's a cross screen or down, whatever that specific action is, I think gives a better look, I think, in some respects. What do you think?
You're talking about reinforcement through the use of breakdown drills. Yeah, I think that's huge and reads off of it. I think that is. I think one thing a mistake you would make as a high school coach is to take something and completely dump it and try something completely new in the matter of 2 to 3 days. That would be really hard for your kids to adapt to. I think we all make those mistakes where we're gonna throw this in, we're gonna try to make it work, and it's just too hard, you know. Also, I think you got to try to have a balance and looking at what your arsenal is. You just have one thing, or do you have two or three things that you could build on and move on as you move through the course of the season? If things aren't working within your open offense, maybe you need to have some type of continuity or need to add another one or two quick hitters. What could you build up? What could you use to build maybe when things aren't going correctly, like within your freelance office? Because a lot of, I mean, to me, I like to have a balance of all three. So let's say that your base offense is some type of read and react and things aren't going well. To have some type of continuity or a couple sets to go to would be a great way to add into it. So what I'm saying is, flex isn't very hard to teach high school basketball players in a matter of a couple days. Just some flex action or even some dribble drive action, just something where you could kind of break up the monotony. Like in defenses, sometimes when we're not doing well, man to man or whatever we're doing defensively, throwing in a zone, throwing in something different just to eliminate some of that monotony, defensively, you can do the same thing with your offense.
Yeah, and I think isolating the specific players that you need can be helpful too.
Good. Yep.
You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like, okay, we need player X to get a couple touches early. What can we do in relation to that offense to get them those specific touches? Like, or maybe you got a 3-point shooter, you need to run him off a couple screens, and that's where those quick hitters, either offensively or quick hitter wise can help, I think.
I mean, another thing too, and the game is so changed now because it's so mastered on the 3-point line. Being able to get some post isolation action with a strong player, just some. All right, how can we set two or three play, two or so, two screens for this player to get on the block and go 1v1 isolation with a good player? I think that's something that's been lost in the game where we could get that player a simple post touch inside, even a guard. Really good players that are true good basketball players, if you could get them a post up against another guard, that is something that's
Right.
really something easy to add. But the game has changed so much where I feel like I'm not seeing. I've been watching a lot of different high school basketball, from the girls' game to your games to other friends' games, the games I just go watch and watch all the time, is that you don't see a lot of that post isolation where I felt.
No.
Not a while ago, I mean, that was a really good way to utilize a strong player, was just getting him a post touch.
Right. And it gets them involved in the game, I think, is part of the part of the issue too, is you just it's not an equal opportunity sport in some respects,
You need
especially
to
in the
tell it to all
offensive.
kids of the world. All kids and parents need to know that now.
Yes. And sometimes some people need to get more touches than other kids. And it's like, how do you get
Right.
them those, and how do you get those adjustments so that they can? I agree. Now, anything else, coach?
No, I just think it was a good conversation, and I guess you kind of pick and choose what works best for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's again, it's looking at those specific, ISOs or those specific, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, I've had seasons where I've thrown it out. Like, that's not working. We're not doing that anymore. We're
Just get
gonna
rid of
do
it,
this
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And because you why beat your head over, beat your head over a rock or whatever. It's not working. It's not working. You move on to the next thing. And sometimes that's the way it works. I agree.
And I think you got to be realistic with the time that you have and what you put in. You have to
Right.
be realistic because you only have so much short period of time to you in the next game. And
Yeah.
especially if you're struggling with certain concepts defensively or offensively, trying to throw in a whole new offensive system and stuff, you're just not going to have enough time. So you've got to figure out what you can do and map it out a little bit, and build off of it.
Right. I agree. All right. Till next week, coach.
All right, see you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.